This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me here. Whether it's in the chat room, okay, that's disgusting. Somebody put up a... if you want to see some really sad pictures, just check out the chat room. You know what I mean? Anyway... always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. Yes, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Head over there. It can't hurt you. Smarter people than I, first of all, smarter people than I are in the chat room. All right? So you listen to me. You don't like what I have to say. I'm going too slow for you. Let me tell you what. They're moving along at 900 miles an hour. If you head up to the website, if you're one of those Facebook aficionados, we're also live on Facebook. You'll enjoy that as well. All right. So apparently Hillary says, and you know if Hillary says it, you got to listen, right? Hillary says that, you know, pneumonia is not newsworthy. It's not a big deal. But didn't she also say... Hey, you know, using my own phone to get emails, okay, not a big deal. Having my own server in the house, not a big deal. Not answering the Benghazi call, my boss that is coming out, you know, what can I tell you? Right, not a big deal. What's your problem? Seriously. And I don't get it. The American people, I don't have the same faith in the American people that some of you out there do. I may go down this road, even though I don't want to go down this road. So, this weekend, I actually saw this happen twice. I think I told my wife about, well, she was with me at one of them. And for my Christian friends, the pastor said, it doesn't matter who you vote for, God's in control. And I sat there and thought about it for a while. And then I had steam coming out my ears. I originally wasn't going to talk about this, but as the day's gone on, and I've heard that one or two other pastors said the same thing, I was thinking, do you think the Christian pastors during Germany, when Hitler was being voted in, do you think that they said, hey, it doesn't matter who you vote for, God's in control? Seriously. Yeah, no, I'm going to get ridiculous about it, because that's how much it bothers me. And I was thinking about this, right? And I was thinking about how it's easy to back off. You know, some pastors, not all, I'm not even going to say the ones who said it were afraid. I mean, some of these pastors are afraid of losing their money. They're afraid of losing their tax-exempt status. And fear will make people do some really stupid things. So here we have, you know, we have one candidate in particular that first and foremost, she has no problem with, I wouldn't even say she, will keep a candidate A and B, right? Totally okay with abortion, totally okay with same-sex marriage, you know, totally okay with restricting the rights of worship, restricting the rights of the religious people, totally okay with all of that. Totally okay with lying to the American populace, not being transparent. Come on, honestly, what has she been transparent about? Can somebody send me, and I don't have a problem, you can all send me an email about something she's been transparent about, because I might just get three of them. The woman has been transparent about nothing. So for a man of God to say it doesn't matter who you vote for, they're wrong. They're scripturally wrong. They're morally wrong. They're wrong. It does matter. And I've said this before. The Bible clearly tells us that we're to put godly people in control. We're to put vote in God. Not people who say they're godly, as we've had in the past. Not people who go to church every Sunday, sleeping in the pew for 20 years. Doesn't really have a clue. Right? So, again, here we have somebody who loves the lie. I don't know if she really... You think she really knows she's... this sounds ridiculous, but listen to me. You think that she really knows she's lying? Do not believe at this point in time that she truly believes that any thought process that comes in between her 2 ears that rests itself in that little gray matter between her 2 ears? Don't you think she believes that that's truth? Unadulterated? Just truth? End of discussion? I think she thinks like that. I really do. And there's no way to get her to change her way of thinking on those things. I don't think there is. So for me, I look at this stuff. And when a pastor in a church of a congregation says it doesn't matter who you vote for, I would say they're dead wrong. They're scripturally incorrect. We're not even supposed to do business with people that hang out in sin, that live a sinful lifestyle, that do things in that light. How can you tell me? I know some of you now, I'm going to get the emails from my Christian brothers going, well, what about Trump? He's been married several times. Look at all the money he's got. Well, wait a minute. Stop. Stop. He's decided he's against abortion. And matter of fact, I don't think he evolved the day he threw his hat in the ring like some of these others have. Right? He's been married several times. That's seven. Several times. Well, which one of these people haven't? And don't tell me that. I love when some of you guys look at all the stuff that Hillary and Bill have been through. They've been able to keep their marriage together. They don't have a marriage. They don't have a marriage. They have a business agreement. As long as he doesn't get caught, he can sleep with whoever he wants to. The only time she's beat him up is when he gets caught. Now, I think it does matter. Not even from a political standpoint. From a biblical standpoint, it does matter who you vote for. Kimberly Marin joins me. I'm sure she has a lot to say about this weekend after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Oh, God. We are back. I don't know why. I'll tell you what. If that you want to get me off the air, if she wins by a landslide, I will lose all hope of the American people, and I'm moving to Sicily, okay? Because at least you know the thieves there just walk around in the open. Well, kind of like how she's doing, but, you know, we're just too dull to figure it out. I'm telling you, it makes me crazy. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and I always enjoy when she's on with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Always a lot of fun. So, this whole thing, you know, you said something during the break that I hadn't talked to Rick about and hadn't really given a whole bunch of thought to, which is, I didn't even look like her. That looked like some kind of a statue that you get out of one of those department stores, right? You're trying to shove into a truck somewhere. I mean, she wouldn't even look like she was bending at all.
No, and what I was saying is, this, to me, this changes the election.
Well, tell you said that, but tell me how, because her side, I'm telling you, if she was a corpse, they'd still vote for her. Or, as Obama said, if she was a corpus, yeah, whatever.
Weakened at Hillary. No, because it makes her look weak. It makes her look unfit to be president. Listen, when the voters vote for a president, they want to vote for someone who appears at least strong, powerful, and someone who is going to, you know, represent the entire United States and be strong and powerful against or for other countries and our allies when they have to be. That episode this weekend, that video,
right,
makes her weak and pathetic and not like someone you want representing you as the president of the United States.
Are you suggesting, are you believing, are you thinking that the general populace out there cares, especially on the Dem side, cares how she looks?
No, the Democrats don't care about anything. The Democrats will vote for whatever D with a D-U-M-A-S-S is next to their name. No, I'm talking about Indies. Nobody cares about Democrats and Republicans. It's Indies who count. It's Indies. It's my people.
Right.
Who count.
Well, you think that this will hurt her with the independents, right?
I really honestly do, because it's not like she's already president and she just got sick, right? She's running for office. She's been having episodes of where she's not been feeling well, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? At events, in public events. So people in their heads are like, ooh, okay, what's wrong with her? And then this happens just a couple months before the election. That's going to stick in people's minds.
Yeah.
Who are on the fence.
I agree with you. I look at these people, I look at what's going on, and I'm losing faith in the foundational general populace of the American public. I really am. I'm looking at what they do. I'm looking at how they're engaging, if at all. Okay? And I don't get it. I don't get with it. Where are they getting their information? Have they forgotten that they're Americans first? Or are we just become so polarized as a country that, you know, Dem, Republican, and all else is what we've come down to?
We talked about this before. Again, it's messaging. Republicans haven't figured out a good way to show that conservatism is indeed the best way forward for this country. Also, the media. The media's majority is left-wing. They're all a bunch of left-wing lunatics. They don't report the truth. It doesn't matter whether it's on a local level, state level, national level. They use words that don't mean anything, like assault weapons, quote unquote. They push an agenda because the mainstream media is nothing but an arm of the Democrat Party. So people aren't getting the truth. Oh, and our education, even in K through 12, is not telling the truth about history or telling the truth about what's going on. University, look at our university system. Oh my God, these are places that want safe spaces because, oh my goodness, you called me a name or you said something that appropriated my culture. Give me a break. All these people have created this, and they've done it intentionally over the years so that we have a dumbed-down society. The next generation, well, they're screwed, which means all of us are, because that's our future. And this is why it's happening. So voters aren't getting the whole picture. Voters aren't getting the truth. Voters are getting only a negative message about Republicans. Republicans aren't hitting back with positive messages or telling the truth about history. And it doesn't help that the media's in on it, the unions that run education are in on it, or the universities are in on it.
Well, you know,
so we're in big trouble. We are in huge, huge trouble.
Well, listen, Tim Kaine came out today. I guess he was at an event in Colorado. I don't know if you heard this, but he came out and he said, when he was introduced, as somebody, you ready for this one, as being in good health, being strong, and could step into the presidency if he needed to. Think about that.
Stop it.
No, I'm dead serious. Go look. And when he was introduced, he was once, should he be called on to step up, he's ready for the challenge. Seriously.
Wow.
So they're afraid. They're extremely afraid. Okay. A couple of weeks ago when you were on, I was telling you about something that I noticed happen. And Clinton had her surrogates out there, and they were talking about how Trump's voters are really not the Hillary voters, because those are the kind of voters that deny climate change and deny evolution. Right? Now, who's... Yeah, think about this. Who were they? Who is that aimed at, right? Now she comes out last week, and she talks about the bucket of deplorables. And those bucket of deplorables, right? They're homophobes, they're racist, they're right down the whole line. So she basically, what the Democratic Party is saying, anybody who votes for Donald Trump, anybody who votes for a Republican, in essence, right, is a bunch of deplorable people who are homophobic, climate deniers, evolution denier. I mean, right down the whole list. Boy, that's an awful, and there's no outrage from the left, obviously, but that's an awful big swipe, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's ironic coming from a party that has always been and still is to this day the party of racism, starting the KKK, didn't want slavery to end, fought against it ending, were against women's rights to vote, and are for abortion, killing an unborn child in the womb, especially if that child happens to be black. So I find it really amusing and ironic that the Democrats have any business calling anyone else deplorable.
My kids and I, my youngest daughter, but old enough, we were watching a good old-fashioned movie this weekend. Okay, Cheaper by the Dozen, but the original Cheaper by the Dozen. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
And, oh, nice.
All right, there's a scene that's taken out of the new one, but it's in the old one, which is... One of the original scenes has somebody from Planned Parenthood in to visit them without knowing that they have 12 children. It's kind of a joke scene. It's hilarious when she realizes what's going on. But all the way back then, she talks of the woman from Planned Parenthood talks about, you know, the overpopulation and those that can't fend for themselves. Anyway, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We'll do the best we can. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. I mean, look, whether you agree with me or not, okay, whether you like what I have to say or not, you know what? You got to be part of the conversation. You got to listen to what I'm saying so you can combat what I say. Because if you're one of those people that strictly preaches what the preacher's saying, regurgitates what your party is saying, you're a drone. You're not thinking for your own. You don't really have the freedom to fight and do the right things. Because you're just spewing all this. Yeah, she had pneumonia. Sure, she did. I've had pneumonia several times in my life. Right? And she's right. Pneumonia is, in and of itself, is not a big deal. I've never seen pneumonia make somebody as stiff as it made her. And I think Rick, Rick Trader, who was on earlier, I think that he had the right idea. She's got something more serious going on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and I do appreciate that her time with me. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight. Again, I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so, again, I mean, you got me floored. You're sitting here telling me that you think that this is actually going to make a difference with independence. I, with the exception of you and maybe a couple of thousand others, how many independents are actually paying attention? How many people are paying attention? Why don't we start there?
So listen, when I was up here independent still, when I didn't know the huge differences between the parties and I only voted on candidates, I was paying attention before now. So, because I was watching I was paying attention in the primaries, right? So I was watching the Dem debates and the Republican debates because I wanted to know who I would be interested in voting for. So say most independents don't watch the debates, right? They just wait until after the nominees are picked. They're paying attention. School's right. Back in session. They're not all on vacation and trying to, deal with having a bunch of crazy kids home for the summer. School's back in session. Once school's back in session, that's when people start paying attention. So that's happened already. It's what, the second week of September?
Mm-hmm.
So independents are now paying attention to the race. And, you know, they might have ignored stuff before. They didn't watch the debates, but now they're paying attention. Because typically they'll pay attention up until a couple months before the actual general election because they want to pretend they're informed. No offense to Indy, because I used to be one of you. But, you know, I still am an Indy, but I used to be, think I was informed, but I was just going by the mainstream media, which, of course, we all know is a huge mistake.
Oh, it's a joke because, again, if we didn't have the clip of her this weekend, you know, having the problem out in front of the van this weekend, you still wouldn't know about it, would you?
Nope, we would not know about it. It never would have happened. No one ever would have talked about it. And that's a problem. And, you know, most people are, and anyone who's paying attention is sitting there thinking to themselves, the woman couldn't get into a van. She clearly fell. Why did they bring her to her daughter's apartment rather than the hospital? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If it was you or I or anyone else, we'd go right to the emergency room. So, you know, now people are paying attention, like really paying attention, and this is going to stick in their head like, whoa, something's definitely wrong with her. That's not normal. It wasn't heat because it was, you know, wasn't that hot out.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, and I'm talking people who don't know all the details of politics, don't know history, true history about parties and whatever. I'm talking about true Indies, and I can speak this because I used to be one, although apparently I was a little bit more informed than others, but only based on what the candidates said and the mainstream media said.
We were talking about the buckets that we were all put in, those deplorables that vote for Trump. You know, how does she, this is not affecting the millennials, because they don't really care about that kind of stuff. This is really affecting the people that are in their, I don't know, what do you think, early 40s, 50s? I mean, there's a lot of people that fall into this category. You know, people who don't believe in same-sex marriage, people who don't believe in abortion. You know, these aren't people who hate women. These aren't people who hate gay and lesbians. I mean, she's really taking a shot here, is she not? I mean, really taking a chance.
Well, she made a huge mistake. That's another thing that's going to affect. She had two hit strikes against her over the past several days because that affects, you're right, people 40 and up, maybe 50 and up even. But guess what? Those are voters. Those are people who regularly vote every election, state, local, presidential. She screwed herself when she said that because all the things she said she accused people of is, first of all, not true. Second of all, and believe me, there's portions in each party that, whatever.
Oh, yeah, no
but
kidding.
She generalized, and she even said, I'm generalizing. Well, you shouldn't do that. Not a bright move, especially if you're a politician. So she put people into this category, and people are thinking to themselves, wait a minute, I don't represent any of those things, but she just called me all of those things. She made a big mistake with that, too. She had two strikes against her, one more, and maybe she'll be gone.
You know, you are very optimistic. You're a very optimistic person, aren't you? No, I'm serious.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I look at this stuff and say to myself, you're out of your mind. I don't see this stuff. I'm going to play clips in the third hour. You know, those wonderful Mark Dice clips and Waters clips about the people that are out there. Now, we're talking out there in Los Angeles. We're talking, you know, so West Coast and East Coast. It's not just one or the other, right? I got one on East Coast, on each coast. And look at what's going on here.
Well,
come on.
And it's across the country. We know that, right?
Yeah.
It's across the country. I agree, but
these are the people who are going to choose your nursing home. You know.
I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be glad.
Oh, yeah, okay,
half full. Because I could be all doom and gloom because frankly I think we're in huge trouble, but. I think there's people aren't as bad as the examples they give. Yes, some of them are, but guess what? I bet you those people, a lot of them probably don't even vote. They probably don't even know when to vote. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my hope anyway. Because, you know, to be honest with you, most of the people I know who do vote, who aren't involved in politics, they at least pay attention to some degree, unfortunately, to the mainstream media. But they'll also talk to other people outside of that about it. So, I mean, my husband, lots of my friends, we turn people on to the truth and away from the left by telling them the truth, not being like, oh, my God, Miss Insanity, just simply telling them the truth. And it works. And this is what I tell my friends all the time, other activists all the time. All it takes is you to talk to one person, change their mind, then they do it to someone else. And it has a domino effect. So if I only change one person's mind, I know that that's going to go on and on and on and on for a long time down the line.
Yeah,
well, and that's what's important.
As I said,
don't you be pessimistic. I'm trying to be positive.
I am too, but I've been let down too many times. When I see some of these numbers with Her Highness, you know, Hillary, and what have you, I look at what's going on there and how people are buying into it. Nobody seems to, and again, if I say nobody, you know, it's like I'm talking about the left too, but I mean the right also, but that's not true. But you look at the majority of people, you look at how hard the news, the news is working 24/7, 18 days a week to keep her stuff hidden, to keep it down, to keep it in a closet.
Yeah.
This is a job, a fight for us on the right, is it not? And don't you feel like you're doing it alone sometimes?
Listen, it's like that across the country. It's like that at the local level and at the state level. They do it. You probably see it, well, especially in California. I know it's in Massachusetts, but I see it in New Hampshire. The local news media doesn't ask the tough questions. They ignore things that are going on with Democrats. And, you know, they don't do their job. And it's because most of them are left-wing. So it takes people like you and I and the thousands of other people out there like you and I to make this come forward. And again, like I said, you inform one person, that gets moved on, down and down and down like a domino effect. Yes, it's going to take us way longer than it would take the mainstream media because they have more of a captive audience.
Yeah.
But we can't lose hope, and I hate to use that word, that we can't do it.
I can't believe
we've made things. No, I know. I know you've made things happen. I know I've made things happen. And it's just a matter of there being a lot of us doing it all across the country at the local level. So eventually it gets pushed up to the national.
Did you? All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back on the other side. No. I am at a loss. I'm watching this stuff happen over the weekend. I want to see her numbers tank when people realize that she's even willing to lie about, you know, what state of a condition. We got to go for a break. We'll be right back. I'm Joe, senior host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Now, we're back on the radio. I don't know how the video's doing, but I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got something to say, just head up to the website, therealside.com. You know, you got smarter people than I in that chat room. If you don't want to talk to them, you can head over to Facebook and live. I think we're broadcasting live on Facebook. I never know. We'll see what's happening. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I want to bring her right back on because I do enjoy her time with us as well. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to talk about the issues of the day and try to straighten me out, you know, try to get me back off the ceiling. And Kimberly, tell people where they can find you as well.
I am at New Hampshire Political Buzz. I am at the Federalist Papers Project, Same Page Nation, and the Heartland Institute.
Wow. You're like horse manure on a ranch all over the place, right?
Sorry, and I forgot in Granite Rock.
Oh, so I know we're beating this to death, but I'm doing it on purpose because I really think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. I talk to people my age, you know, the ancient guys with gray hair and silver hair, and say, you got to reach out to your grandchildren. You got to reach out to your nieces and nephews. You got to reach out to the kids around you. And they need to understand what's at stake here. And not even the kids of voting age, but even the younger ones that really don't understand what the politics, what this is all about and what this really means to us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's where parents come in, right? Organizations come in, and that's why it's important to have different voices on college campuses. You can't do that so much if you send your kid to public school. But it makes a difference, if other sources can talk to kids too, because then they question. I know lots of people who have kids in schools and some of them in public schools, and they don't fall in line with the agenda that's being pushed on them. They question it, and yeah, sometimes they get in trouble, but they still question it.
I used to tell my kids if they were answering something that they knew wasn't true, but it was being shoved down their throats, then what they could do is start the sentence off with, according to the book. According to the class text, right, or the textbook, this is the answer. They can't mark you wrong for that, because you're giving them the proper answer. You're just putting a quantifier on the front of it, right?
Right, exactly. When you say according to, it's not your words. It's someone who's supposedly an expert, or you're quoting someone else. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
but you know, again, we need to go back. We need to make sure that our... we don't have, and I think you and I have talked about this before. Unlike when I was younger in the 70s, there was somebody in the house that had been in World War II. There was somebody in the house that had been in the Korean War. You know, there was somebody who had involved in a war somewhere and could tell you about what they saw and what it meant and what it meant to the people in those countries. That's gone. We don't have that anymore.
We have that, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
But it's different.
Right.
It's different.
But is it like it used to be? In other words, when I say that, I mean, remember Uncle Fred is sitting in the dining room or living room, and it's a Sunday dinner with Grandma, and we're talking about how, well, you know, the kind of war that he went through and freeing the people and all this other stuff. I'm not so sure that our young people, you know, they've been conditioned to believe that the Afghan war and those kind of things were not wars of freedom for people, but just some way for us to go grab oil from someone.
Yeah, exactly, and that's thanks to the media and the left. But no, you're right. And to be honest, I didn't have that growing up. I did. My godfather was a Vietnam vet, but he never talked about it. I didn't find out about, you know, what the Vietnam War was about until years later. I didn't even know he was a vet, to be honest, growing up, that I can recall. So, and I have, you know, other relatives that were in the military, but I didn't experience that. But I can imagine how it was different when people experienced World War II. That was huge. And, of course, we were the good guys. And we're the good guys in Afghanistan, too, and Iraq, too, because we did free people from what they were dealing with. But it just, you can't change the Middle East. You can never, we can never change the Middle East. We can never change the primitive tribal people that live there. Good or bad, you know what I mean? There's nothing we can do about it. So we could be at war with them for the rest of all of our lives, and it's never going to change those people's behavior, ever. So these wars are a lot different. You're right. We have 9/11. That just was, the 15th anniversary was yesterday. How many young people don't know what 9/11 is?
Oh,
or what it's about?
You're going to hear it in the third hour, buddy. Let me tell you what.
Good. Because that's important. You and I, and most people we know remember exactly where we were. We remember exactly how we felt. We remember detail as if it was yesterday.
Right.
How many young people who weren't even born yet know even much about it?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you know, those kids today, and I mean kids, the kids who lost, and I did a show on Friday preceding 9/11, and I went down the list of how many kids, I think it was 3,000 kids now, no longer have a mother or a father because of 9/11. There were 3,000 children.
Wow.
There were almost 2,000 spouses that did not come home that day in one way, shape, manner, or form. So it's interesting when you really break it down and you pay attention, because what we've done is, and maybe I'm wrong, tell me if I'm off here, but what we've done is we've turned it into 9/11, right? Turned into a couple of buildings that fell. It was an attack on our land. 9/11. Now, what we really need to do, and I don't know if you saw my post up on my personal page and on the radio page, I put the video of the guys jumping out of the windows. And I said, people saying, oh, God, this is, you shouldn't do this. This is really bad. Go, you know what? It is really bad. And I want you not to get those out of your head. 9/11
right.
Isn't two buildings falling. 9/11 is 3,000 innocent people who simply went to work that day died. It really is, right? 3,000 people. And then you go down the list of the firefighters we lost, the police we lost. This is not 9/11. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we dumb it down like we do so many other things. What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, part of it is this whole PC about, oh, you can't talk about Islamic extremists, right? So that's all part of this, and that's a huge problem, because these kids, if they want to talk about it, right, if they want to say, well, explain to me why Islamic terrorists want to do this to the United States, they're going to have teachers who aren't even going to want to broach the topic, or they're going to blame the United States. You know what I mean? They're not going to explain to these kids that Islamic terrorism has been going on for centuries, long before America was even a blip on the map. They are not on the radar. They're not going to tell the kids the truth. And this is the problem. I know grown adults, especially a lot of Ron Paul supporters, who believe that it's America's fault that Islamic terrorists want to kill Americans. They ignore, as does Ron Paul, the centuries. Yeah, I know. I'm sure I'm going to get some comments about this. I don't care.
Yeah.
They ignore, believe me, I've dealt with these people since 2012. They ignore the century and history. I mean, we have history. The Crusades weren't about Christians trying to take over. The Crusades were Christians fighting against Islam.
Do you know how many people forget that? You know how many people forget who started the fights, the Crusades? Who was the first group to start, you know, start the Crusades and that kind of thing? So when Obama comes up and says, well, you know, you shouldn't, you know, Christians shouldn't be throwing stones, because you remember that whole Crusade thing. Yeah, it was after the Muslim Crusades. You know, isn't he some kind of professor at a college or something?
It wasn't offense, it was defense, you moron. And this is one of the problems, Joe. People don't know the truth about history. The left perpetrates the fraud, and some on the right, or if they're libertarians, perpetrate the fraud.
Do they want to?
Do they want to perpetrate the fraud?
No, do they want to know about it? See, here's the thing for me. I always say,
oh, I get it, yeah.
When you want something bad enough, you know, when you have kids, it's real easy to play this game. You want something bad enough, right? You're willing to give up something for it. You're willing to do something for it. How many of these people, and forgive me, I know some of you are going to take offense at this, because you have in the past. Our founding fathers gave up their lives. They gave up their personal property. They knew what they were willing to give up. Come on. Between you and I, how many people do you know that would be willing to lose a job over a principal today?
My son and myself. My son has. My son, his boss wanted him to commit fraud, and he said no.
Ooh, good for him. Good for him.
He's an Eagle Scout. He's a good boy. I raised him good. But I'm telling you, you're right. There's not that many people. And this is another problem. If people don't have values, if they don't have principles, if they don't have integrity, and if they don't have morals, whatever those morals may be, not everyone may agree on them.
Right.
And if they don't have those things, we get what we deserve. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing in this country.
We get what we pay for, right?
I'm not paying for any of it.
Yeah, well, it's sad. It's sad because, again, we started to give these kids a break. We started to, you know, there's a lot of things that we started to do that I don't agree with. I think we should have held kids responsible. I don't care how young they are. Better you hold them responsible while they're at home than when they get out into the real world. But we didn't want them feeling bad about anything. Speaking of feeling bad, we're up against it. You're going to have to go ahead and tell people where to find you.
Awesome. You can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND, which stands for Independent, not Indiana. I'll have to visit Indiana sometime just because so many people have thought I'm from there. And you can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and Granite Rock, and other places as well.
Thanks for being with me. Like you said. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to try to, well, listen, we'll be back at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to a bunch of kids who have no clue as to what 9/11 is about. So get your barf bag. We'll be back in just a few minutes.